Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of March 24th, 2008. You checked your watch. Do you think I had the day wrong?
No, I just want to see what time it was.
Okay. So, going to do the usual show today. We're going to... Well, first off, this is Mike with AJ.
Hi.
I don't know why I bother with the introductions anymore.
Because you never know when we're going to have a first-time listener.
I guess so. Or a first-time guest. Something you've never arranged.
Yeah.
But
sorry, Mark. Someday, I promise.
Anyways, we're going to do the usual show, start with news. Do we have any news?
Yeah, we actually got a bunch of news, more than I thought.
Okay. Then we're going to go on to the best ever. Do we have a best ever topic yet?
Not yet.
Okay, we'll get something for that. This is going to be a fun show. Then we're going to talk about the games we've been playing this week. Then we're going to go into the downloadable game releases, the normal game releases for the week, and talk about what's on 401mania.com a little bit, and that'll be the whole show.
All right.
Okay, so let's start with news. Let's see what we got.
Okay. So, top story. Well, because it's chronologically first.
Well, don't call it the top story.
Well, it's at the top of my list.
That's not what that means.
Anywho, Bionic Commando Rearmed, which will be coming out later for the PSN, PC, and Xbox Live Arcade, will be $10. As you may recall, Capcom actually had a poll on their website asking how much would you want to pay,
$10, $15
or more. Oh, really? Nope. 83% of people, unsurprisingly, voted for $10.
That's stupid. What are they supposed to say?
People actually did vote for 15 or even 15 plus.
I'm sure some people did, but not 83% of them didn't.
No, 83 voted for $10.
Right. Oh. So 83% of them didn't vote for 15 or plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, right. Okay, never mind. So yeah, I just want to say to the other 17%, shut the fuck up. You're ruining it for everyone else. But it is $10, so that'll be good. I'm looking really forward to that. Have you seen much about it?
I mean, I know it's a 2D remake of Bionic Commander.
You ever played that?
Commando. See, no, I haven't. That's why I got the name wrong.
It's a cool game.
I never really played it.
Okay.
Well, what do you want me to say about it?
I don't know. You have an arm.
It's mechanical.
It's swing.
Bionic, if you
will. It's only local, but it has co-op. It does kind of that Toe Jam and Earl thing where you're on the same screen, but once you break, then it switches the split screen.
Does the original game have that?
No.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yes.
We're bringing back Toe Jam and Earl concepts for modern games.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead with Halo 3 maps.
Yes, so two Halo 3 map announcements. First, the Legendary map pack will be arriving on April 15th for $10 or 800 Microsoft points. It includes Ghost Town, Avalanche, which is a remake of the old Halo 1 map Sidewinder, and an unknown third map yet to be revealed.
They always say remakes of this and this map, but they're always very different.
Yeah, it will be pretty different. It's still outside in the snow with a U-shape and a bunch of vehicles. Should be cool. All
right.
Also, the previous map pack called the Heroic Map Pack will be made free Tuesday, the 25th, for when you're listening to this. So you get two maps that looked okay, and then that empty level that was basically for Forge. I think it's called Foundry.
Right. When did those maps originally come out?
A few months ago.
Okay.
And then supposedly they'll have another map pack come out after Legendary. When that one's coming out, then Legendary will be free. So if you don't want to spend the $10, you can wait. Continuing with map packs, Call of Duty 4's map pack will be coming on April 3rd, called the Variety Map Pack. It includes four maps called Creek, Broadcast, Chinatown, and Killhouse, and that's also $10.
Ooh, you get four maps for $10 there.
Exactly.
Seems like a bargain.
Indeed. So, we reported on the problems Bully was having on the Xbox 360, and the patch has come out, but apparently it hasn't really helped much.
Some people said it didn't help at all.
Yeah. So hopefully they get that sorted out. Let this be a lesson. Don't port old games. Just make new ones.
Is this all a problem with porting and stuff?
I'm sure it has something to do with it. Like, it's probably like PlayStation 2 code stuck in there. It's screwing things up. I don't know.
The Wii port's okay, though, right?
From what I understand, yeah.
I haven't heard much on the Wii version, actually.
Yeah.
But, okay. So, I still have no interest in Bully.
So, did you see the overly hip video for Guitar Hero on tour?
Yes, I did. They seemed like they were having fun.
Yeah. I'm going to go out in the front yard with a bunch of amps and play some Guitar Hero.
But, what do you expect? I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
I mean, that's the crowd for Guitar Hero.
So, yeah, the game will have, like, it snaps into the GBA slot of your DS that has four buttons, and you wear it like a wrist strap kind of, and you strum with a pick stylus on your touchscreen.
I want to see the set list.
Yeah.
And I want to hear the audio quality.
That'll be another thing with it, too. And it's got, like in the dueling mode, they got, like, one thing where you could set your opponent's guitar on fire, and they got to blow into the microphone to put it out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure it'll be fun. I just, like some people would say, what's the, really, ultimately, what's the point of this? Because...
Money. What do you mean,
like, from a consumer point, like, why would you buy this? Because...
It's more Guitar Hero, and it's on the go.
But who's going to be playing this on the go?
What do you mean, exactly?
Like, are you going to be, like, sitting on the bus, like, rocking out or something?
You got headphones? What? You don't have to rock out.
Yeah.
You don't have to go crazy.
I just think, I just foresee the majority of people be buying this and then just sitting on their couches playing it when they could be playing Guitar Hero.
What happened with, I mean, that's Phantom Hourglass. I mean, there's so many games like that.
No, Phantom Hourglass isn't like that.
What do you mean?
That's a portable game.
Because? Because you don't need to hear it?
Mike, the thing has like a thing that triples the size of the DS. It's not really that portable.
It's decently portable.
Yeah, it's not the same thing as Phantom Hourglass.
For sure it is. Why not?
No, it's not. One's just a portable game. The other one is a portable game shoehorned into a portable system.
Okay, what about God of War Chains of Olympus? Why isn't that a portable game?
Mike, you're not like gyrating around strumming a guitar in these games.
You're gyrating on a lot of other DS games. No one cared.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I played Elite Beat Agents in the public. That's a music game. I mean, what's the difference? Because it's bigger.
You have a big strapped-on thing.
So what? It doesn't make it that much bigger. Right. I saw pictures.
And for the record, I do hate it when DS games make you do shit, like blow into the microphones or shout.
I like that.
Except for like when I'm like, you know, in like a waiting room in a doctor's office, and it's like shouting to the microphone, like trying to like snap my fingers at it or something, hoping it'll work.
I'm sorry if you have like inhibitions about being a gamer.
Well, it's just inappropriate. I'm not going to start shouting in the middle of a doctor's office.
You close the little thing, and you get back to that later.
Okay. So, I guess this is good news for me. Apparently, Best Buy is giving $50 gift cards to everybody who bought HD DVD players in their system.
How the heck do you prove that?
Well, they will go back to all their records. So, if you bought it with your Reward Zone card, or if you got the Tier Proc replacement plan, or... anything like that. And if you didn't do it like that, then if you have your credit card account that says you bought it, or even if you have the receipt, you get the card. But if you're in like the Reward Zone thing, it's just automatic. They'll send them out in a few months.
Why are they doing this exactly?
Basically, it's just, I think, as a sign of goodwill, and B, they'll hope you'll now buy a Blu-ray player using that. Why do you look so confused?
I don't know. It just seems a little unnecessary.
I'm not going to complain.
I guess. I just don't understand the business standpoint.
Right. I'm sure there's some advantage or they wouldn't be doing it. All right. So this is what I thought we could look at together. Gama Sutra has revealed what they call their list of 20 essential JRPGs.
Oh, I kind of looked at this.
Would you like to go through the list?
We'll go through it. I looked at it already.
Okay. So this is no particular order. But the first one on the list is Valkyrie Profile, which I rented the PSP remake of.
Yeah, I always get confused over which one is... I get this game mixed up with Vagrant Story, I think.
Yeah.
But this is more of a straight-up RPG, right?
Well, it's got like a weird thing where like the characters are represented by a face button, and you could do combos and all this stuff.
Okay.
It was interesting.
Now, there was a sequel for the PSP.
Was it a sequel? Did they make a sequel, too?
I thought they did.
They did the remake.
Or was there a sequel for the PS2?
There was a sequel. Yeah.
I don't know much about it.
I don't either. But, I rented it. I didn't get that far. I didn't care for it all that much, but it was okay.
I find this clumping interesting.
Well, I can understand it. They have Final Fantasy 4, 6, and 7 clumped together. Because, I mean, really, they're not too dissimilar from each other, play mechanic-wise.
Nah. No, I would disagree.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean,
well, they're okay. They're all RPGs, basically. Because, well, you have characters that you level up, and they get stats, and they learn magic, and battles are turn-based.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, they're similar, but all these games on this list are similar, you know, in essential ways.
True.
So, I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe not 4, I would put those on a list. Yeah, I've always thought that 4 is the most overrated Final Fantasy.
Fair enough.
Probably RPG, really. Yeah. It's just, 12 hours, yeah. You beat it.
Now, Xenogears, didn't you have a friend who was really into this game?
This game is supposedly fantastic.
Yeah.
I might have to play sometime. I mean, I think this game is a bit more accessible than the crazy sequels, the whole Xeno Saga nonsense.
Are those related? It never seemed like they were, but
yeah, they are.
They are? Okay.
Xeno Saga might be prequel stuff, like in the thousands of years. One of those deals.
Hmm.
I know that in the end of Xenogears, you, like, kill God or something. Like that.
Oh.
And there's giant robots involved. And there's, like, a fighting game in it that I think is more of, like...
Oh, I didn't know. So Xenosaga was the same developers, but they broke away from Square and made it, like, with a different company.
Right, they made it with Namco.
Ah, that's why I got confused. Okay.
But Xenogears was supposedly very good.
Chrono Trigger.
Oh, yeah.
I love this
game. I'm going to try to play beat this one over the summer, finally.
Yeah, we never did beat it, but the thing I always liked about this game is how the battles just took place right on the map.
Yeah,
and there, like, was, there wasn't, like, we're on this side, you're on that side, and everything, and, the combo attacks were cool.
Right, and certain attacks, like, would attack every enemy in a certain linear line, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, like, positioning was kind of important, but, like, you didn't have, like, direct control right. over it.
So, these numbers, these aren't in any particular order. Correct. Like, it's number one isn't the most essential Japanese
right, RPG. Right, it's just a list.
Okay.
An unordered list. Shadow Hearts Covenant, was this the...
This is one of those weird games that, like, came out and, like, I remember. Don't think that people can pull a fast one on me. I remember everyone was like, oh, it's okay. Oh, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the first RPG for the PS. And now everyone's like, oh, man, that game was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, this always happens.
Yeah.
So, like, now all of a sudden it's an essential RPG.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Then Persona 3.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of that still.
We've all heard you talk about that.
Yeah, I've talked about that one enough. Persona 4 is coming out. Is that in your news?
Yeah, I don't think I put it in there, actually, but did you watch that video?
It was like 15 minutes long
yeah.
and in Japanese, so no. Interesting, though, it's on the PS2 and not the PS3.
Oh, really? I thought
yeah.
it was PS3.
Nope, PS2.
Oh, weird.
Well, whatever. And this is kind of a short time. This is from that same, like... series,
yeah,
kind of.
Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne. Because isn't the full title Shin Megami Tensei Persona 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't understand it entirely myself. I don't really know what this one is, but it looks like Tron from this one screenshot they give me.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a dungeon crawler, and it's safe to assume that hit points are involved.
Right.
Final Fantasy VIII is all by itself.
Yeah.
And not clumped together with all the other ones.
I wonder why.
But I agree. I liked Final Fantasy VIII a lot. I talked about that one before.
And Earthbound.
Never could get into it. We talked about this just last week because it was in one of the top 10 lists.
Yeah, I just...
Underappreciated games, I think.
It didn't do it for me.
It's like... It's strange because it's like a parody of RPGs in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It was just slow for me.
Yeah. Grandia. Now, I never played the original Grandia. I like Grandia 2
a lot. I did like Grandia 2 a lot.
I imagine they're somewhat similar.
Well, I'm sure. This just looks more 2D.
Right.
Final Fantasy 12. Yeah.
Maybe excellent game.
Not going to talk about that anymore.
Dragon Quest V.
I never played any of the Dragon Quest. I don't really
I played
have...
the demo for Dragon Quest VIII, and it seemed like the most basic, by-the-book, turn-based RPG combat you could have.
Well, I mean, it is the series that is kind of the precursor to the whole genre.
Yeah. Panzer Dragoon Saga, which I found out from reading this article, the game is not spoken in that made-up language. It is Japanese that they speak.
I started this a little bit ago. I didn't finish it. I'll get to that over the summer, too. I mean, it definitely seems great.
Yeah.
And supposedly, it's not all that long. Final Fantasy X, yeah. I mean, it's
good
great,
game.
You know. Sing its praises. I think I actually called it the best Final Fantasy at the time.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah,
I'm not sure if I still stick with that, but that's what I said when put under pressure.
Right.
Skies of Arcadia, you played some of this.
Yeah, it's actually the combat's not. Well, it depends. There's two types of combat. There's the basic, we're on that side, you're on that side, we'll hit you with our swords, now it's our turn. And there's the ship battles that aren't too dissimilar from the dragon battles in Panzer Dragoon Saga.
No, it makes sense.
Had a cool setting. I like how like they really make it a big deal. It's like, we're pirates, but we're good pirates. They like really drive that point in a lot.
It was re-released on the GameCube.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone cared.
No.
Chrono Cross, meh.
I don't...
Meh.
Crazy. At first, I was, like, digging it. And then, like, I was like, wait a second. There's, like, a hajillion
yeah,
characters.
Yeah, too many damn characters. I was digging it at first.
Yeah.
The music is awesome.
The music's sweet. The guy, the composer, is like, I like Celtic music now.
Yeah.
I still have that song on my iPod. I love it. And then this is Phantasy Star 4, or as it's really called, Phantasy Star The End of the Millennium.
I didn't know there was... Wait, how many Phantasy Stars were there before Phantasy Star Online 4? This is Genesis?
Yeah, now this game was notable. Like, for Phantasy Star fans, supposedly really did a great job of taking all three of the previous games and wrapping it all up, bringing it all together. Like, the game was good fan service, but it wasn't just fan service. It was good on its own, too.
Okay. I think I played a little bit, like, the beginning of a Phantasy Star once. I mean, I was younger. I never got into it, but who knows? What's next?
Breath of Fire Dragon Quarter. I've never played a Breath of Fire game.
It's kind
of
interesting, because I've always heard before how Breath of Fire games, they aren't... Don't just skip ahead. I'm talking about it.
Okay, well, I'm just loading the next page.
They're always supposedly not spectacular.
Right.
And it's Capcom, right? It's like Capcom needed a token RPG series.
Right, exactly. That's what it always seemed like to
me. But I don't know. I never played one. I won't judge it. What's this? I didn't even see it.
Suikoden 2.
Oh, Suikoden? I always call it Suikoden.
Yeah. I guess this one really hard to find, or one of them's really hard to find.
I don't know. I remember 2 was good. They said 3 was awesome. Then everyone said 4 was bad.
I rented 3, and just like every other JRP, well, not every, but a lot. Like, the beginning was so slow, and I just couldn't get past it.
Yeah, play Star Control 2. That's a pretty slow beginning.
Yeah.
I remember that.
But then another one.
What's
that
the combat
like
system
that,
like there?
The what?
What was the combat system like? Traditional?
It was pretty forgettable, so I'm guessing, yeah, it was.
You don't even like these games. Why do you even care about this list?
I like some of them.
Like some of them. I've become like, well, okay, maybe not so much considering how many of these I haven't played, but I'm more of a fan of this genre than you are. Okay.
So the last one's Final Fantasy V.
This is the last one?
Yeah, it's the last one on the list.
Final Fantasy V is good. So, I mean, is there anything you can think of that they're missing? I'm a personal fan of those Tales of games.
Like, yeah, I know. You like Tales of Symphonia.
I would have liked to have seen Tales of Symphonia or something like that on here.
Yeah, weren't any. I'm looking at the comments because I remember some people mentioned things that were left out, like Star Ocean.
That guy brought up. Yeah,
The one Star Ocean on PlayStation I liked.
That was
then
2.
Then I rented Star Ocean until the end of time. That was another one. I think it was literally 4 hours before my first battle. I don't know why I played it that long.
Right.
That was pretty bad.
Every time you do one of these things, you're gonna have the same old arguments about Final Fantasy XII. Mm-hmm.
They didn't have Vagrant Story on the list, which a lot of people seem to hold in high regard.
But I think a lot of people don't really think it's, like, I think people think it's an action RPG.
Really?
Sometimes, yeah. Huh. Or even tactical in nature. Because that was made
by... Played pretty much like Final Fantasy XII?
I don't know. Did it? I never played... Yeah,
I played it years ago. I remember renting that one, too.
It did kind of look like that, but... I don't know. Wait, what the hell is... Wait. Castle Crashers, 22 unlockable characters?
Yeah, so Castle Crashers kind of fell off the radar, but I guess it's finally coming out this summer.
Yes, it wasn't going to be coming out for a while. Yeah. I don't know if I like... Explain this. I don't know if I like this.
All it was just I just saw the screenshot that had, like, the 4 colored dudes, then a bunch of question mark silhouettes, and it said there will be 22 unlockable characters in the game.
I kind of like it better when it's just the 4 colored dudes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. I still really want to play that game.
I do, too. It should be fun. So Rock Band had a big patch come out this past week. It was weird because they announced it and then, like, a day later it came out, so it was nice. The biggest addition is the new music store, which is really good, actually. Like, it lets you preview the songs.
It doesn't support background downloading, though.
Okay? Yeah, apparently.
I mean, I guess the songs don't take all that long.
Yeah, songs don't take all that long, but that is maybe that's something they can fix. So, I mean, really, that's the only problem with it I see. They also added faster loading of downloadable content, so that loading content thing isn't there for 8 years every time you start the game, so that's good. They changed the way fan caps work in Band World Tour mode, so that people playing in medium could see more stuff, and on hard you can get the 1 million fan achievement without having to go to expert. That's good, just lets more people see more of the game.
Right.
There was a bug with the random song list, arenas or venues, whatever, that would just keep doing the same, not random list, so they fixed that. They've improved the phonemy detection for the rapping sections of songs when you're singing.
Phonemy?
A phonemy is, the basic vowel sounds that you can make. And I guess I had heard wrong originally. I always thought this applied to everything you sang, but apparently, supposedly, just in the rapping sections of a song, it's supposed to actually just be detecting the phonemes, make sure you're saying the right thing.
Oh, is this those sections where there isn't the pitch?
Yeah, there's no pitch.
Because those never worked well in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
So they fixed it?
Yeah, these, like Timmy should be singable now.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a latency issue with the PS3 microphone. That's fixed. And custom-designed band logos are now visible over Xbox Live. That was a glitch in the parental controls that stopped that from happening, and that's been fixed. So, yeah, good news for Rock Band players. Tom Clancy has sold his name to Ubisoft for $30 million.
Wait, what do you mean exactly?
Basically, now they don't have to pay any future royalties. They just bought it for $30 million, and now they can use that name as much as they want.
Does he still have his name?
Yeah, but I mean, like the video game rights.
Okay.
So what this means now is they're now considering a Tom Clancy MMO, because under the old contract, an MMO meant they would have to pay like a constant royalty to Tom Clancy of, you know, it was all very hard mathematically to figure out how much that would have cost them. So they just bought it flat out. So Splinter Cell, Rainbow Six, Ghost Recon, End War, no more royalties to pay on that. And if they do an MMO, they could just do it. They don't have to, like, pay Clancy any additional for that.
I guess writing all of those bad government conspiracy theory novels worked off.
Yeah, good for him.
Gibson sues everyone.
Yeah, they are literally suing. They're suing Activision, EA MTV, and GameStop for supposed patent infringement on a guitar controller design they came up with years ago.
We talked about this a little bit last week when it was with the other people.
Yeah. So, yeah, they just are adding and adding to the suit. And from everything I've read, it sounds like their suit's pretty baseless. The actual patent they have is for something where, like, you wear, like, a VR helmet, and it's using what really is an actual instrument, and it's for the purposes of recording. Basically nothing like what Guitar Hero is.
Well, all right, then.
It's interesting that they sat on this patent and didn't do anything until Activision chose not to renew their licensing deal with Gibson.
Right.
So, tough for you guys.
Well, good luck to them with that. Hope they get their money, hats.
Yeah. See, this was upsetting. Professor Layton was kind of the first DS game to have, like, downloadable content with weekly puzzles. Apparently, all those puzzles are already on the cart. They're just you downloading a code to unlock them, which has always been controversial as far as DLC goes on, like, Xbox and PS3, but
it's kind of the Japanese way to do DLC.
It really is. It seems it's mostly them and EA.
They probably don't even understand why we're upset. They're like, what the hell?
What was it? I was listening to one of the 1UP podcasts. I think it was 1UP Years, and they were talking about they interviewed someone from a Japanese company, and they had, like, they were showing them the DLC, like, as part of the preview. And they were like, well, if this is ready, why aren't you just putting it out? And, they were like, oh, well, marketing research says that American gamers love DLC. And they're just like, no, you're missing the point. It's not like we enjoy spending more money to download stuff. We want additional content later down the line. Like, they literally think that we like the fact that we have to buy extra stuff to add to the game.
They think that because we keep buying DLC.
Well, I know, that's a problem. Well, I mean,
and bad DLC.
Yeah, don't buy friggin' Godfather money.
Horse armor is the standard.
I have the horse armor.
Yeah, I know, because you're a tool.
I like the horse armor.
I like how you're like, oh, for Christ, you're like, don't go buy Godfather money.
No,
don't
buy
stupid
DLC.
Don't
buy the thing, too, like in...
But I can buy all the horse armor I want.
Need for Speed had, like new cars to download, but they were cars that are already on the disc. That's not good.
You bought horse armor. You're not allowed to say anything.
But at least that was, like, developed after the game.
You know how much, like, DLC I've bought? Like, probably none. So I'm allowed to...
Rock Band songs.
What?
You bought some Rock Band songs.
Yeah, I bought some Rock Band songs. You would hardly... You know, give me trouble for that.
Yeah, I know. And lastly, as an Easter surprise,
wait a second.
Sonic Unleashed unleashed. What?
If the DLC for Professor Layton wasn't on the cart, where would it be?
You download it and save it to the cart.
Is there that much storage on the cart for that kind of thing?
Well, they're on there already, I guess so.
Oh, okay, whatever, go ahead.
Anyway, like I was saying, Sonic Unleashed has been unleashed.
Maybe. There's still some people think it might be
But it
fake.
It came off of Sega of Europe's FTP servers.
Yeah. Well, supposedly. So says the Sega fan site that
Yeah,
took
it. It all looks pretty legit. Sega, like, acknowledged it and then, like, retracted their acknowledgement. So it's all very hazy. But if this is true, it is a primarily 2.5D Sonic game with some 3D bits in it. More like the Wii Sonic game, really. You play as Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails. That's it. Except for Sonic now transforms into a werewolf, apparently.
If he does that, don't you think Tails and Knuckles would have to do something similar?
Maybe. I don't know.
But I'm concerned, though. It looks like this game is going way too fast to actually know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it looks like you can't really see what's coming in front of you.
They need to angle the camera so it's looking a little bit down the road you're going.
I don't know. I'm still doubtful. We'll see. It seems like a better idea than just making Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for 360.
Yeah. I mean, we got excited when Sonic the Hedgehog was announced. And they promised it being a return to form. We all saw how that turned out.
Yeah, because that's
so really I'm trying not to get too excited at the prospect of this.
Right. All right. That's that.
All right. So now we'll move on to the best ever. And in lieu of Sonic the Hedgehog game announcements, I'm going to propose to you what was the, I guess, best ever, most disappointing game release.
Okay, so it's the worst. It's the worst ever.
Yeah, it's the worst ever this week. What was the worst ever, most disappointing game release? A game that you read all the hype and preview for, and you're like, this game's gonna be awesome, and it came out and was absolute shit.
Okay, I don't know about shit, but something that just came off the top of my head was Fable, and I'm allowed to be upset because Fable, you know, it was promised to be a lot. It was promised to be...
Fable's an okay game.
It's okay, but...
If you were reading all the previews and buying in the mall and there was hype, yeah, that game was supposed to be a million times more than what it was.
And, I mean, I bought an Xbox for that game.
Really?
Yeah. Remember, I didn't have one because you took yours with you. I bought the Xbox for Fable.
I didn't know that. Wow.
So I'm allowed to be a little upset. And, I mean, it was fine, but it was basically a hack and slash game.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, the most basic magic spells. And, like, if you used magic a few times, you turned old.
Yeah.
Like, literally, yeah, a lot twice.
Of, the game promised all these revolutionary changes in your appearance and the way characters reacted to you, but it was so superficial.
See, I was literally expecting something like Grand Theft Auto in Fantasyland.
Yeah.
I was expecting, like, an open-world fantasy game.
Yeah.
That
it was pretty linear.
It was incredibly linear. There were linear paths everywhere.
Yeah.
And then you could teleport where you wanted to go, so it was very linear and short. And just, I mean, you know, it was just okay. Not much to it. Do you have something you want
to
bring
up? Well, I'll go in a similar vein to your system buying thing. Part of the reason why I wanted a PS3 last summer was I was excited for Lair.
You were excited for Lair?
Well, yeah. Okay, the guys who made the Rogue Squadron games, which are pretty solid games, the game looked gorgeous, and all the previews, I'm so pissed. Every preview is like, the controls work. I'm like, okay, they work, great. Then the game comes out, the graphics actually aren't as good as they looked, the controls are shit, and the game was just bad.
The preview system does fail us in this vein.
It really does. It's very upsetting. I mean, I understand previews are trying to be like, well, the game's not done, they may fix it. But I don't see how, even if they do that thing where they give you that vertical slice of what the developer thinks is the best part about the game, how do you play Lair and not see right away that the controls don't work? I saw that within 2 minutes.
I mean, there is a part of it where they don't want to say anything. I mean, remember how upset
Dennis Dyack.
Yeah, Dennis Dyack.
I guess that's true.
I mean, God, he threw a little hissy fit for over a year.
He really did. Because
no one liked his game at E3.
Yeah.
I mean, we still have to hear about that.
Yeah, so another one that was upsetting to me was Knights of the Old Republic 2.
Yeah, that's true.
Knights of the Old Republic is one of my favorite games ever made. And that game, it was more of the same, but it was, like, missing something. Like, it just wasn't as engaging at all. Like, did you play it at all?
I didn't play it at all because I never beat the first one.
Right.
Yeah, I actually didn't play it at all. But, I mean, I know that the ending was crap.
Yeah,
a lot of people were disappointed.
See, that was upsetting because, I mean, I love Knights of the Old Republic. It was such a good game.
It was. Oh, God. I'm just trying to think. Do you have something else? I mean...
Well, we mentioned Sonic the Hedgehog.
I mean,
that was pretty upsetting because that was...
I never even played that one.
Yeah, the demo was...
You liked the demo, so you shut up.
It was okay. But then, you watch those videos of, the little trivia game that took, 20 minutes. You're just like, ugh, why?
Right.
You know, it was kind of, this is still a good game, and I'm going to lump this in disappointing, was Metal Gear Solid 2. After watching Chris play it. Just because I was so jacked to be like, yes, I'm going to be Solid Snake again. You play through the tanker mission, and it's, awesome.
It's more of, the red-headed stepchild of the series.
Because then, they drop his ride, and he's a crappy character. I couldn't stand him. And really, the environments were pretty sterile compared to what they were in the tanker. The tanker looked awesome. Everything was interactive. There was, all this stuff getting shot up. And then you get to the shell, and it's kind of generic in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looks like a very government kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't riding so much that annoys me, but...
Rose.
What the hell is this? His girlfriend is on the mission, too. And, Ryden Wallaby's I can't do this. And Rose would be like, I know you can do it, Ryden. It's like, oh, good.
No, she calls him Jack, though.
Oh, Jack.
Jack and Rose, you know, it's the Titanic characters.
He's told, she specifically told not to call him Jack. Like, it's like a top secret thing. Do they think that he has that code name for fun?
Yeah.
Like, how, she can't do that. God, I hate Rose. Good thing she's not real.
Well, she Spoilers. Is real, but that wasn't real, because it's VR while you're dreaming.
Yeah,
in VR,
it looks like she's not in Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, that's
Maybe
good.
She's dead, if we're lucky.
Yeah. But then, yeah. So you gotta have another game that disappointed you when it came out or when you played it. Come on.
I don't know. A lot of games that disappoint people, like Mario Sunshine, for instance, I like that
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, I like that game, too.
You know, Wind Waker disappointed some people. I thought it was great.
That was good.
What would disappoint me?
I don't know. I'm trying to think now for you.
I don't meet very many gaming disappointments. Soul Calibur 3 was a big disappointment.
Yeah,
that
that's a good one. That game
sucked.
Was kind of broken.
Stupid. New characters. The presentation went down so many notches. Wasn't
and it was
funny.
Just unbalanced.
Yeah, just the presentation. It almost entirely just like ruined that.
Right.
I'm just trying to think of bad game sequels. I don't know. Like I said, I don't meet very many disappointments.
Well, we tend to, if we know a game's going to be shit, we try to avoid it, and that's that. I mean, Lair, I probably would have never played having read the reviews. I just rented it out of sheer curiosity.
Yeah, I got to play because my friend brought it over.
Oh, that's right. That, yeah, we didn't rent it. That's right. Someone brought it over.
You got to play it?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, that was in August. Or no, you know when it was? It was when I came back for Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
And,
I thought Hellgate London was... I thought it was disappointing that it ended up being buggy.
That's another one, too, is disappointing. I thought the game... I mean, even when I played in the beta... No, the demo I played. In the demo, I was like, hey, this is great. It's like 3D Diablo. And then, yeah, once you went online, it all fell apart.
Ooh, I got one now.
Oh, what?
Star Wars Galaxies was disappointing.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't...
It was
weird.
It was just EverQuest in space and not that good.
Escape from Monkey Island was maybe a little disappointing.
A touch.
It wasn't quite as good as the other games in that series.
They changed some of the voices, and I didn't like the new voice for Elaine or the new voice for,
who?
Stan.
Stan had a new voice?
Yeah, and I didn't
lame.
Like it.
I didn't like Monkey Combat.
Yeah, and it was also sucked too that it was randomized, so you couldn't even just like go get a guide online and go through it real quick.
Right. By the way, I still say that I don't really... like these new Sam and Max games all that much.
You haven't played them.
I did play the first one.
You did?
Yeah.
When?
When it came out.
I told you, the first one's not that good.
Well, what the hell is that?
They got a new voice for Max, and they got... Well, it's like TV shows. A lot of TV shows aren't good.
But I got to play this first one, and I don't really want to.
You don't have to play it.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
I feel like I'm missing something. Maybe I'll come back to this if I can remember something.
Right.
I want to talk about our week in gaming.
Okay.
I beat God of War.
Oh, yeah, so how was that?
It was good, you know. You had the climactic boss battle. You want to know who you fight at the end?
Sure.
This is a spoiler territory, so watch out.
I know.
Persephone, Hades' wife.
Really?
Yeah. She had a whole evil plot. She was bitter. You know, it was fun. It was nice to be fighting just a normal goddess and not, like, Zeus. Like I said, like... God of War 2 got retarded with how many people were in it.
Right.
Like, you know, fight Zeus at the end. Oh, okay.
Oh, you fight Zeus at the end of that?
God of War 2?
Yeah.
You never beat God of War 2?
No.
Well, I hope you don't care, because God... Not particularly. Okay, the expectation date is expired. Did you lose interest in this series? I never realized it, but I guess you did.
It's fun for about an hour or two. And then I'm like, you know, I'm just kind of doing the same thing over and over. It looks cool. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the game is great. But, and I think, too... I think the first levels always kind of end up being the best level.
Yeah, that might be. Well, I don't. You don't have as many abilities, but they're the most cinematic
levels. But I mean, just in
terms
of, yeah, everything going on.
Right.
Like, the Colossus of Rhodes was sweet. It's like the game just never felt as good as that after I played it a little longer.
No, you might be right. But maybe Chains of Olympus is more your speed because it's not as long.
Yeah, everyone complains how short it is. I'm like, that's 6 hours? Sign me up.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
We got that Metal Gear Solid collection.
Yeah, you beat Metal Gear the first.
I played through Metal Gear Solid 1 again, the original version. And I played Twin Snakes when that came out. And there was a lot of people talked about how Twin Snakes was kind of inferior because it added the first-person mode, which made it really easy for that game.
Mm-hmm.
And they re-recorded all the dialogue and got rid of accents and stuff like that. Like used to be that Naomi had like an English accent. Mei Ling had a heavy Chinese accent. I mean, Natasha had a Russian chick, yeah, Natasha had a really thick Russian accent. They got rid of a lot of those accents.
That's just weird. Like, it is kind of weird. That?
But I mean, they kept it for. I know at least Naomi doesn't have her English accent anymore in Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even think of that.
So, but I mean, yeah, Metal Gear Solid 1, yeah, love it. It's great.
Good game.
Yeah, I got nothing bad to say about that one.
Yeah. I watched Chris play through most of the second one.
Yeah, I just started the second one.
It's just some things in that game just infuriate me.
Infuriate you? Like, what?
The game's pacing is terrible. Absolutely awful. Even to the little things. Like, there was the one, I think you might have just seen this from where I saw where you were, where you're talking to Plissken's the bomb guy, right?
No, Plissken is Snake.
What's the bomb guy?
Just call him the bomb guy. It's not
it starts with
point.
P as well, doesn't it?
Peter. Yeah, Peter.
Yeah, that's it. It's a little thing, but there's a cutscene where he's explaining how to defuse these C4s. He, like, reaches forward, slowly drags the C4 kind of sideways in front of him, stops, then pushes it forward in front of him, stops, then goes back to his neutral point, and then says, "This is a C4. And it's just like, couldn't he just go, "This is a C4, and just, like, put it out there? Like, it just things like that, like, really slow it down.
I don't remember that going that way. I don't know. I don't
Chris
remember.
And I were commenting. I was watching. Ask him. He'll tell
okay,
you, too.
Okay.
Just like that, I mean, that, at that point, I was... Scene, that whole cutscene with the bombs, that was like 12 minutes long.
Yeah.
You could have condensed it to a minute and a half.
There were definitely points in the game where, like, I haven't actually done anything for a long
it's
time.
It's very bloated.
Yeah. Well, especially the beginning of the Big Shell
and
chapter.
And even, like... Yeah, like, they do the tutorial. You just play the game for 3 hours.
I think, well, because they want... Like, Hideo Kojima had, like, this high concept thing, like... Oh, this is a whole new game, and now he's the rookie again.
Yeah, and even worse is the tutorial there is word for word the same as it was in the original Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, like, on purpose, I guess. But yeah, it's like word for word, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's just annoying. It's like, I know. I want to play your game. Like, Chris's playtime...
You could skip
it. I think Chris's playtime was 12 hours, and he reckons about maybe half, maybe less was actual gameplay.
Well, that might be an exaggeration. I don't know, actually.
Still, I mean, it's fun. The gameplay itself is fun. That's why I played through the game. I liked playing it. And some of the cutscenes are cool. Like, I like Snake and Otacon's secret handshake.
Yes.
Which is it's just so bloated. And God bless you if you can figure out the ending the first time through it.
I know the ending.
Well, yeah, but the first time you played it, you're like, aha!
Well, I think I know the ending. The Patriots, who don't exist, wanted to set up a contrived series of events to see if they can recreate and predict the events of Shadow Moses.
I guess. They don't exist.
Right. I mean, you know, it's a paradox, but... Ooh. Metal Gear Solid 3 is great, though. I mean, again, it has a lot of long cutscenes.
Yeah, I really need to play that. I'm kind of excited, too. After seeing you guys play Metal Gear, I'm in the mood now. I just need a PS2.
Right. That's what I've been up to.
Well, I purchased this week after finally succumbing. I got Sins of a Solar Empire.
Right, which is a space RTS.
Oh, it's fantastic. Which I love it. It
means
so
I automatically have no interest in it.
Right. Well, it's not so much a space RTS. It's like those 4X turn-based games, but in real time. Like
4X turn-based?
Picture Civilization in space.
Yeah.
But it's really cool, because the game has like a slower pace to it. Because, like, the thing I can never do in RTS, especially, like, online, is I just can't navigate the interface fast enough. Where, like, you watch replays of guys, and the time it takes me to, like, build my first two farms and train, like, three soldiers, they have, like, a whole army. Just because they can click through everything so quickly.
Right.
That's less important in this game. Just, like, the speed of what units move. And the way it works is every planet has a gravity well around it. And you travel from gravity well to gravity well in these connected nodes by going into, like, subspace. And when a ship's in subspace, it can't be touched, it can't be attacked, you can issue no orders to it, nothing. So, like, when you have your ships going through subspace, then you could go and, like, queue up production, get some research going, and when they come out, then go, tend to them. Combat's... Some people don't like combat. It's pretty automated. It's automated to the degree that, like, if a ship is, like... Let's say it's, like, a frigate that's strong against a cruiser... It's going to attack the cruisers. It's not like you don't need to tell it that. Because, like, when you think about it, a lot of RTSs, you're not playing the role of commander. You're playing the role of every single soldier on there telling them what to do. But, like.
Yeah, I do see how that could
like,
be.
It makes like, it makes sense, like a World War II game. You know, the guy with the RPG launcher is going to blow up the tank. That makes sense. But, like, when you're dealing with, like, a space like sci-fi game, you don't know that like the phase cannon's super strong against like the missile corvette. That doesn't make logical sense to anybody. So this game just takes care of that and lets you just worry about where you're going, what you're doing, your general strategy. I played one smaller campaign. It was 12 star systems, and that took me just over 6 hours. And that was with one other opponent. I guess like when you get a game with like 74 star systems and like six opponents, it could take like 15 hours, 20 hours. So
you're saying the whole game took 6 hours?
There's no single player campaign. It's just you basically just play skirmishes. It's kind of think of it like a board game.
Okay.
It's really cool. Graphics are great. Music's really good. It has a really good music system where, like, it dynamically changes. And it also uses that kind of scrolling zoom in and
Muse?
Out thing.
Huh? iMuse or whatever?
It's like that, actually.
Okay.
It has, you know, like the scroll in and out thing from Supreme Commander?
Yeah.
It uses that, and it works really well in this game because it lets you really quickly jump from star system to star system. So I think they just finally released a demo this week, so if you're so inclined, check it out. It's only $40, too, so...
All right, yeah. Had enough of that?
Let's see. I also...
Play anything else?
I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty 4 multiplayer the last few days. Funny story. My roommate, Jim, he bought the game for PC unknowingly, like, because his PC would never run this game. I could have told him that, but he bought it and opened it, so he couldn't take it back. So he just puts it on my computer and played it. He beat the single-player campaign, like, 2 or 3 times. And I'm sitting on the Xbox, I see him boot up the game, playing it, and I'm like, why don't you play multiplayer? And he goes, yeah, I should. And, like, he doesn't. And I couldn't figure it out for a long time why he doesn't just do it. So if I look over, I'm like, Jim, click the multiplayer link and play that. He goes, what are you talking about? I go, there's a single-player button, and there's a multiplayer button. He goes, oh. I go, oh, what? He goes, I thought, like, you could only play multiplayer on the Xbox. So I'm sitting there thinking, why is he telling me to play the Xbox when he's playing the Xbox? So now that he got that out of the way...
I like how people who, like, you know, don't play games all the time think that online gaming is more of a console thing now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can play games online on my computer?
But anyway, Jim is now completely addicted to this game. I think he's logged in about 20 hours. He's, like, level 30-something. I actually got home the other night and found him sitting on my computer in his underwear playing Call of Duty. I was like, wow, is this what I look like?
That sounds like a very special moment that I didn't want to hear about.
I got him to quote, he was quoting Zero Punctuation's review of COD4. I was like, hey, you just quoted Nerd Culture. He's like, oh, what have I become?
He saw the Zero Punctuation review?
Yeah, I made him sit down. Well, he was playing, and I was just watching YouTube crap on the Wii one night before I went to bed.
Wasn't that a negative review?
No, he liked it.
I forget. Okay.
So yeah, I mean, like, he'll play that, and I'll play it on the Xbox. I've been doing that, and I also, just today, on a whim, I started playing Mass Effect again.
Mass Effect finally?
Yeah.
And you had to start it over?
Yeah. So before I was playing a male and kind of like the it's called a renegade. So instead of playing a female paragon, so it's different enough that I don't feel like I'm retreading everything just because the character's different. And actually,
so, what's a paragon?
The good guy. Light side and dark side. Paragon's light side.
Okay.
Think of it that way. But actually, the voice actress for the female Shepard is a much better actor than the voice actor for the male Shepard, I think. So it's kind of improving the experience in that regard. I also just went with a straight-up combat character, which is actually really fun. Sniping in the game is a good time.
I'd probably want to do that because I wasn't a big fan of all of the... powers.
Why just keep characters in my party who have them? Because, I mean, they use the powers when you tell them to, but the shooting they do on their own. Well, I'd rather trust myself to the shooting, and I can control their powers just as well as I can control my own. So it's a little easier going through the game, I gotta say, this time, too. But, I mean, that's still a great game. I love it.
Didn't you say you played Oblivion again?
I did. I fired that up.
I like how you already gave up on Lost Odyssey.
I haven't.
Which you promised me you would beat. You're never going to.
I will. Yeah, I did play Oblivion. I'm playing a mage. I was just screwing around with, like, DLC I had that was 4 mages I never really got to use before.
That's great. I don't even want to hear about it.
Okay.
All right, let's just go on to the weekly game releases.
Okay.
I'm sure you haven't played anything else. The downloadable game releases first.
Yes. So we've got a really crummy week, actually. The Wii Virtual Console saw Spelunker.
What's the question mark?
I don't know why there's a question
mark. There's lots of question marks.
Yeah.
Must have been the way you... I know what it is. Something just when you
copy
type...
Copy and paste
the
characters. Anyway, I don't know is much about this game. It's on the NES. Wander through miles of uncharted caves in search of the legendary underground pyramid and its vast treasures.
Okay, well, it's weird.
Yeah, and then Super R-Type for the Super NES. That's a shmup.
Right. It's a famous shmup, though.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I guess.
Both Xbox Live Arcade and PSN got nothing.
Wait, is Xbox Live Arcade allowed to not have nothing?
They added two more games to the Greatest Hits thing. I think it was Assault Heroes and Doom. They're now $5 instead of $10.
Oh, right.
And then GameTap released Conflict Denied Ops. It's a PC shooter. Fireflower, some kind of puzzle game, and Fleet Commander, a hardcore naval strategy simulator.
Whatever. Let's look at the real games. Maybe that'll be more exciting.
It is, actually. Top of the list is Crisis Core, Final Fantasy VII.
I thought this was not going to come out till Wednesday, but I got the call from GameStop today, the automated voice message thing. Uh-huh. Like, your game's going to be in tomorrow.
Oh, sweet. So yeah.
Great success.
Good.
I had to charge up my PSP tonight, get it ready.
Yeah. Command & Conquer 3, Kane's Wrath is coming, the expansion pack for Command & Conquer 3. I think it's like a prequel.
I just never got into RTSs.
Command & Conquer is a series I completely missed.
Okay, now Naruto Ultimate Ninja PS2. This is Ultimate Ninja 3. This is the action game, not the fighting game.
Right. Okay. I think so.
Viking Battle for Asgard 360
PS3.
Skarin. March 25. Never heard of this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Dark Sector 360 PS3.
People are saying it's pretty 25th. Good. I've heard it's kind of comparable in scope to like The Darkness. Like, it's that kind of caliber of game. Like, okay. It's something, like, you gotta rush out and buy, but the people who get it are pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword.
To the DS, March 25th.
That should be cool,
but I'm getting Crisis Core first.
Yeah. Universe at War Earth Assault for the Xbox 360. Now, I know it's kind
March
of
25th.
Contrived to say this, but supposedly this is the game that finally got RTS control on a console.
Oh, please. I hear that every single time.
I know.
Whatever.
It also has cross-platform play with PC players. So
whatever.
We could prove it.
Warriors Orochi.
PSP and PC. Dynasty Warriors and Samurai Warriors collide in this warrior-heavy beat-em-up.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, good Lord, I'll not be touching that.
Aggression. Reign Over Europe, PC, March 25th.
RTS.
Obscure one. Oh, speaking of Obscure the Aftermath.
This game's supposed to be awful.
PS2, PC, Wii, March 25th. What is it? Oh, Survival Horror?
It's a cheap survival horror game that's supposed to have co-op, but they say it's just bad.
Belief and Betrayal, PC, March 25th.
It's an adventure game.
Ooh, what the heck is this? Harvest Moon DS Cute?
Yeah.
They were all kind of cute.
And this one's even cuter.
Except for maybe for that one that took place in space.
Yeah.
Is it good? Is it like a good Harvest Moon game?
I don't know.
Do you still get married and all that? I like those games.
Yeah,
I haven't
those
played
are fun
one in
games.
A while. Tales of Pirates, March 24th, PC. You think this is related to the Tales of games?
No.
I didn't think.
Opuna. This is like, it's a pretty traditional JRPG on the Wii that's kind of like, it's almost like a kid's My First JRPG.
Okay, I'll buy that. Sword of the Stars, Collector's Edition, March 25th. Well, I didn't know about
Sword
the first
of Stars
one,
and
PC.
The add-on Born of Blood.
Never heard of this
Me
series.
Either.
All right, let's look at 411.
Okay, I already pulled up Derek Robbins, The 10th Hour. It's the top 10 things he hates about gaming.
We'll see about this.
Number 10 is, I don't want to read that again, or repeating text.
This is kind of like, there'll be a long thing of text, like blah, 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 and you'll be mashing A to get through it. And then, like, at the end, it's like, do you want to hear it again? You push A. No!
No!
Right.
Yeah, that needs to go.
Like the owl in Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, if you missed it, tough shit.
Lack of health bar. Someone else was just complaining about this. Might have been Yahtzee.
I think it was Yahtzee. Yeah. In his Turok review.
But this is a Halo invention.
I honestly don't mind it.
You know what? In FPSs, I don't care. As long as it stays out of
the
like,
only
action
one that,
games.
The only one that I want a health bar in is Half-Life.
That's the only one you mean you want all FPSs? Do you want all games not to have health bars?
No, well, I think mostly FPSs. I'm just, because, I mean, anymore, I just want to play games, get through them. I don't have to like go hunting for med packs. You do that thing where like you pass up med packs, and then like after you get hurt, you're now backtracking to go get those med packs.
Yeah,
you know
what? I might agree with you. I don't mind that so much. 8 franchises.
Try something different. Fan base hates it. No, I gotta disagree with them because his example is Majora's Mask.
I kind of understand. Apparently, Majora's Mask is good. I just can't see it.
I hate having time limits in my games. I hate
it. Well, this is time limits. I don't know. There are people who swear by Majora's Mask.
Yeah, but I mean, we were just saying this with Mario Sunshine and
Wind Waker. Wind Waker. I agree with his overall point.
Yeah, I just don't agree with Majora's Mask. Same game gets re-released a year later, but with new content.
See, I don't know. Yeah, I kind of understand. But
well, at least like with Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition, it was only $30. But yeah, like...
But he almost means more like... Maybe something like Substance and Subsistence, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's like, oh, we fixed the game now. Here it is.
Yeah,
because even, like at least you got, like, The Witcher's getting its re-release, but the previous owners will get all that in a free content patch.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, Lost Planet Colonies, if you rebuy that, you can't even play multiplayer with people who have the original version.
Right.
That's problematic. Backtracking. And you see, this kind of goes back to that point I even made about the health packs. That's like forced, like you forcing backtracking upon yourself.
Right. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of backtracking. Although, like certain games, it makes more sense. Like
it can work.
In a Metroid game, it makes more sense.
Yeah.
And he cites he brings up that whole end of Metroid Prime where you have to backtrack. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's annoying, but it makes more sense in there than like I don't know a different.
It
game.
Can work. Like in Halo 3, there was that mission inside the base that was being attacked.
I wouldn't know.
You did go through it a lot, but the way you went through it each time was different enough that while it was the same environments, the encounters made it feel different. Whereas you had, like, the library in Halo 1. That was pretty awful.
That wasn't technically backtracking, but it felt
And plus,
like.
The end of Super Metroid is all backtracking, and that was sweet.
End of every Metroid age.
Well, true. Multiple storylines, one ending. I could see his complaint in this.
I get that.
But, I mean, it's hard to do. I mean, we shouldn't say, like excuse it because it's hard to do. People should try to do it, but... Like, especially in a game like he shows Oblivion here, there's a lot of different things you can do with your character, but yeah, you kind of follow the same general plot. Even if your character's a complete dick in the game...
You still save the world.
Yeah, you save the world, and like the guy who's the main character played by Sean Bean, he like thinks you're this great guy, and he's your buddy and everything. I can see where that bothers people. So yeah, I'll give you that. And then, of course, you get into, like, Bioshock, where or even Knights of the Republic, where there's different endings, but they're pretty binary.
Yeah.
It's the good ending and the bad ending.
I, the whole good-bad thing has never
supposedly
been
Supposedly, Fallout 3 is going to have, like, over a dozen endings.
Well, other games have multiple. Apparently, Chrono Trigger has a lot of different endings.
Yeah, it all depends on how soon you beat the last boss. Because you could go fight him pretty early on. You just don't stand a chance against him.
Right.
Several ways to play, but only one correct
this
one.
This is the same old... We hate people who play Smash Bros. Without items on, so go to hell.
Yeah.
I have to say, we get a lot more crap for this than they do, because we're the discriminated group here.
Yeah. When I first read the headline for this one, I thought what he meant was how, like, let's say, like, in an RPG, yeah, you can customize your character however you want, but if you want to get through the game, you got to do it this way.
Yeah, that makes more... I like.
That's what I thought he meant, and I agree more with that assessment.
Well, like, he's talking about, like, oh, if you go to a tournament, you have to play the one way. Well, yeah, if you go to a tournament, I mean...
Yeah, don't go to a tournament.
You're not going to go to a tournament and play with items on. Like, what, you really want to go to a tournament where there's a $10,000 prize, and the winner's going to be decided by who gets the lucky heart container?
Yeah, that's why people are upset about and tripping and Brawl.
Yeah, and people got upset about wave dashing in Melee, because they say, oh, they're just, you know, using hacks. You know what? I play that game for so long, I can't wave dash properly. It's freaking hard. Mm. I applaud the person who can do wave dashing. I'm sorry. Quick time events, yeah. We're all obviously pretty sick of that.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of that.
You know, like just in God of War Chains of Olympus.
What
I'm
love
like,
was, remember they had him in Spider-Man 3 and they called him like... Those are the worst. Cinna something or other. But like the press release tried to make it sound like they invented this great new gameplay mechanic.
This is going
to
be great.
The silent protagonist.
I still think it... I don't know.
You have to do it right. Like, Gordon Freeman doesn't say a word. He's, like, one of my favorite gaming characters
ever. Yeah, but so many people
ever.
Hate Gordon Freeman, so
They're
I don't know.
They're stupid.
I can't think of silent protagonists that I hate.
Well, even, you know, I played through a little bit of the original Wild Arms, and, like, there's three main characters that seem to get kind of equal billing, but the one is silent. And it's like, well, why'd you do that?
I feel like I just played something recently where the main character was silent, and it bothered
Persona?
Me. Oh, yeah, Persona. I don't know why that guy's silent. He doesn't need to be.
It's
because he's supposed to be me.
Yeah.
Like, his name is Mike Minotti. So, like, I guess, like, if he talks, he's not me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
And then same game, different year. Basically,
right. Madden.
Madden-itis.
EA, basically. All right. That takes us through the whole thing.
Yeah, so what else is up on 411? There's a new writer of the Full Circle.
Right, I kind of retired those reins.
Yeah, who's the new guy? It is Joe Roche. So welcome, Joe. Don't screw it up. What else is up here? We got the Hall of Shame by Vincent Chuchi. The Atari and Sega Failurama Part 1.
Oh, there's a lot to talk about there.
Let's see. Wayne Brimfield in his The Wonder Years column talks about The Secret of Evermore, which is a game I kind of missed out on.
Yeah,
Jeremy
me too.
Soule did the music for it, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, wait, that's right. He's a video game guy.
Uh-huh.
But isn't that...
it's a Square
Japanese?
Game. Yeah, that's
okay,
that's kind of
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Check out 4 and 1. They have all right, stuff.
Then. Well, I got Raw in 15 minutes.
That's true.
This is the last Raw to WrestleMania.
Yeah, and I'm going to edit this and then...
Wait 1 second. I want to see something.
Go eat wings or something. What are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm a spotlighted article this
Ooh,
week.
Ooh, can they be champ?
That's right.
WrestleMania 23 and me. I'll be sure to read this.
So thank you, everyone, for listening.
So are you going to get Crisis Core tomorrow then?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet. I do want to try it.
I definitely begin that tomorrow. I don't think it's too long. I'll probably beat that.
Tomorrow is the sixth Boston pack
for
Rock Band. I am way excited for that. And there's something else is coming out tomorrow, too, that I was excited about.
I'm going to have kind of a weird day.
Oh, yeah. I got into the beta for Battlefield Bad Company on the Xbox 360.
Oh, that's
that
cool.
Starts tomorrow.
That's cool.
They had like file plan that
subscribers
got it.
Not as cool as the Call of Duty 4 beta I got into.
I got into it too.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You
eventually.
Got it. I went in earlier, but
yeah, you got press access or whatever.
It was sweet.
Yeah.
Anyways, man, I'm gonna have a sucky day tomorrow. I have to go to school because I can't miss this class because I already missed it. I missed it like both times last week because I hate it, but and there's nothing to do. But I gotta go to that class this week. Then I have to go get my stitches taken out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll get crisis core. Then I have to come back for another class and work.
What time's your doctor's appointment?
12:45.
What time does GameStop open? Because I don't do anything in the day. I could go pick it up for you.
No,
I'm
going to be out.
Oh, okay.
That's not the problem. I got it. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening.
We'll
be back next week.
Check us out, explodingbarrel.wordpress.com.
Or on the iTunes Music Store.
Or you can email us young Jake did. You don't want to say people's last names on the internet.
Oh, they got... Well, what the heck? I mean, I had to
see, he signed it Jake.
I have to throw out my last name all the time.
Well, yeah, because we're the proprietors.
Well, why are our identities not going to be stolen?
Well, we're giving ourselves permission to say our names. Jake
right.
did not give.
Anyways, Jake contacted me and
with some very nice emails. So
yeah,
thank
very
you,
nice
Jake.
Email.
Also, let that show send comments because if you send us an email, we'll probably mention you on the show.
We were talking about Smash Bros a little bit. It's fun stuff. He told me his mains. I think he was a little embarrassed because he likes to use Jigglypuff, Young Link, and Bowser.
Those are like two of the three really good characters and one kind of crummy one.
Actually, this is Melee, so as far as the tiers are concerned, Young Link and Bowser would be lower, but I mean, whatever.
Right.
I mean, he's probably not playing tournament. It doesn't matter.
You're just having fun. You do your thing.
He says he likes to play with items or without. See, that's the thing. People assume that I have a problem with people who play with items.
No, you don't.
I
like,
don't
when
care.
People are over, we'll turn them on. We get the final smashes. It's fun.
But, I mean, if you're like, let's see who the best is, you know, items off, 3-stock, final destination.
Yeah.
Okay? Only some levels are right. Yeah, only some levels are right when the other freaking levels have giant laser beams coming from all sides to shoot you randomly. Yeah.
Also, Jake wrote us a very nice review on the iTunes
yes,
Music Store.
Yes, he did write a nice review.
So everyone else, write us reviews.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Spread the word.
All right.
All right. That was a long outro.
All right. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. See
Peace.
You.